Second Chronicles chapter 4. He made also an altar of brass 20 cubits long, and 20 cubits broad, and 10 cubits high. Amon made in the house of the Lord also a molten sea of 10 cubits, from brim to brim, round in compass. It was 5 cubits high, and a line of 30 cubits compassed it round about. And under it there was the likeness of oxen, and certain engravings on the outside of 10 cubits compassed the belly of the sea, as it were with 2 rows, and the oxen were cast, and the sea itself was set upon the 12 oxen, 3 of which looked toward the north, another 3 toward the west, another 3 toward the south, and the other 3 that remained toward the east, and the sea stood upon them, and the hinder parts of the oxen were inward under the sea. Now the thickness of it was a handbreadth, and the brim of it was like the brim of a cup, or of a crisped lily, and it held 3,000 measures. He made also 10 lavers, and he see 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left, to wash in them all such things as they meant to offer for holocausts. But the sea was for the priests to wash in, and he made 10 golden candlesticks, according to the form which they were commanded to be made by, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left. Moreover also 10 tables, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left. Also 100 bowls of gold. He made also the court of the priests, and a great hall, and doors in the hall, which he covered with brass. And he set the sea on the right side over against the east toward the south. And Hiram made cauldrons, and flesh hooks, and bowls, and finished all the king's work in the house of God, that is to say, the 2 pillars, and the pommels, and the chapiters, and the network, to cover the chapiters over the pommels, and 400 pomegranates, and 2 wreaths of network, so that 2 rows of pomegranates were joined to each wreath, to cover the pommels, and the chapiters of the pillars. He made also vases, and lavers, which he set upon the vases, 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the cauldrons, and flesh hooks, and bowls. All the vessels did Hiram his father make for Solomon in the house of the Lord of the finest brass. In the country near the Jordan did the king cast them, in a clay ground between Sochid and Saradatha, and the multitude of vessels was innumerable, so that the weight of the brass was not known. And Solomon made all the vessels for the house of God, and the golden altar, and the tables, upon which were the leaves of proposition, the candlesticks also of most pure gold, with their lamps to give light before the oracle, according to the manner, and certain flowers, and lamps, and golden tongs, all were made of the finest gold, the vessels also for the perfumes, and the censers, and the bowls, and the mortars, of pure gold. And he graved the doors of the inner temple, that is, for the Holy of Holies, and the doors of the temple without were of gold. And thus all the work was finished which so